everybody. It is time for another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. I'm your host, James Hatton, and we are going to start with our very first game. This is a game called 1-2-3, and it will be including players Rob, John, and Becky. In 1-2-3, our players will be given a scene. The first person will only be able to speak one word, the next player two words, and the final player three. In this, we have Rob with one, John with two, and Becky with three. Your scene is the three of you are stuck in an elevator together. Rob, start at your leisure.
Help!
Duck.
I need out.
Really?
Yes, really.
I have meetings.
And?
Why broke?
I am important.
Paul?
Elevator repairman.
Yes, do that.
Me?
Here's telephone.
Yes, here's telephone.
Four.
Call them.
What is four?
Wrong.
I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
I'll call.
Thank you, sir.
Please.
Hello, person?
Are they there?
Busy?
Domino's Pizza.
I'm very hungry.
Now?
Why not?
Very good.
I think I would have accepted large Hawaiian as well.
Sadly, all you got's a middle-sized Irishman.
Damn.
Time to get to our next game. Good job, guys. This one is called Cutting Room Floor. In this game, players will be acting out a scene from a famous movie that, for reasons we shall see, ended up on the cutting room floor. This game will be Matt and Jason. In this game, Matt, you will be Sam Jackson, and Jason, you are John Travolta in a scene cut from Pulp Fiction where Jules and Vincent talk about food from other countries. Start as you wish.
Careful.
You like poutine?
I like poontang. I don't know about poutine.
It's really good. It's french fries. They put gravy and cheese on it. It's delicious.
That, I don't know, kind of sounds disgusting to me. Me, I'm more of a fan of a Taco Bell Grande.
You know what they call a Taco Bell Grande in Mexico?
No. What?
A Taco Bell Grande.
That's just wild, man. What else they got down there in Mexican Taco Bell?
Mostly the same thing because of corporate marketing.
So what do they call a Mexican pizza?
Pizza.
Ha! Hot damn. That is insane.
But you know what they call pizza?
No.
Not Mexican pizza.
You're blowing my mind right now, man. Hey, how's our buddy in the back seat doing?
Dead.
Still? Shit.
Yeah, we better hot foot it over to Jimmy's and get this shit sorted out because that guy's still dead.
Speaking of Jimmy's, why don't we get some Jimmy John's on the way?
Do you know what they're called?
Perfect ending there. Well done. I don't know why they cut that scene.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is now time for a game for everybody. Ooh. This game is called On the Spot Punchline. I will be randomly calling on players to give me the punchline and only the punchline from a joke, whether that joke is real or not. So, are you ready? John.
That's why I never went back to Kansas.
Matt.
Giblets! Exclamation point.
Rob.
Fuck you, clown.
Peggy.
No.
Jason.
A knife, two rolls of duct tape, and 20 feet of rope.
Jason.
Three eggs.
Rob.
The brick.
John.
And that's why it's called Mexican pizza in Italy.
Matt.
Oh, spam.
Rob.
Classic.
And that's why Sheila's in the distillery making Johnny Walker Red.
Becky.
And that's why my doctor put me on Ozempic.
And that's why we are calling back. Good job, everybody. I want to know the rest of those jokes.
Right?
It is now time for a game we call TV Channels. In this scene, I am going to assign a type of TV channel or TV show to our players. Starting with player one, they will act out this TV show that I come up with. When I say change channel, we'll move to the next player who will continue the scene, but in the style of their channel, and so on. In this scene, it is someone trying to sell you a product at the mall. Our players are Matt. Your channel is Detective Noir. Rob, your channel is Epic Fantasy. And John, you have Educational Programming. You're going to start with Matt trying to sell us a product at the mall on the Detective Noir channel.
I walked into the mall, 3:30. I hung around by the Sunglass Hut for about 2 hours, just seeing what the lay of the land was. And that's when I went over to the Sharper Image store, and I noticed a peculiar device sitting on the back of a chair. The young lady, dames, the legs to go all the way up. She invited me to...
He invited me to sit into the throne and use the magical buttons on the arm, and it gave a weird tingling sensation along my back. It John. Was...
And that's the tingle of fractions that we have here. You see, when this lady is exposed to radioactive sunlight, then she goes Rob. Outside.
Out of her mind. It felt as if the fingers of a million tiny little hobgoblins.
Matt!
At that point, I knew I was screwed. Hobgoblins here, now, at this time of year? Preposterous. But I had to know more. So John.
I want to know more? if we expose her now to clouds outside of the circumference of the universe.
Rob.
It felt as if I had been struck by a confundum spell. I had no idea what anyone in the store was talking about.
Matt.
Before I knew what I was doing, I was reaching for my wallet, pulling out that thin slip of plastic that opens so many doors, and I...
John.
When we open this door, you can see that the condensation from the mall actually...
Rob? Hello, where were we?
There we go, we'll call it there.
My Mr. Wizard and an actual wizard in that one.
I don't know how you knew about my one-man show about noir detective at the mall, just shitting around for a day. It's Sharper Image.
Bringing it back.
Well done.
I know, I'm some of those little
John was giving me Pearl Station training videos from Lost.
John, your educational television voice is like, that will put me to sleep. That is amazing.
Perfect. That was the point.
All right.
Which is probably good because if you tried to do any of his science, it would probably go very poorly for you.
But you'd have a polar bear. It is time for our final game of the show. This is a game that we call Performance Review. In this player, one player will be the boss, giving a performance review to the other. One they're going to have personas of my choosing. In this, we have Becky. You are a highly detail-oriented boss of a Fortune 500 company. Ooh. Jason, you just started here this week. You may start at your leisure.
Hello, come on in.
What's up?
What's up? Indeed. Have a seat.
Yeah. How we doing?
Pretty good. It's time for your performance review. We do those every 90 days. Yep.
Sick, bro.
Yep. Can you sit down, please?
Nah, man. This is my thing. You know, like I like to stand up when I do important stuff. You know, this is how I show respect to you. You are in the power position behind the desk. You get to sit there and dictate to me. I'm just here being casual, you know? That's my jam. That's my riz.
Okay. That's fine.
Sick.
So, look. I've been looking over your numbers.
Uh-huh.
It's not looking so good.
Yeah, cool.
No, it's not really cool.
Oh no, it's cool, fam. No. It's all skibbity. No cap, for real.
I'm sorry. Did you just say skibbity to me?
Yeah, we cool.
Okay. Could you please have a seat? You're really making me nervous.
I just, you know. Hold on, let me flip this chair around. Yeah, you said
okay. I'd rather you didn't do that with the chairs, but
I mean, I'm just trying to make us both comfortable here.
What was your position before you started here?
Oh, I like all the positions.
Okay, at your last job, what did you do?
Define last job.
Your last place of employment.
No, we don't do that.
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, are we good? I got the raise, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Sick. Wait. Is this like some reverse psychology that you're pulling here?
No, I'm pretty sure that you fudged your resume and you don't belong here.
I don't like fudge. I prefer white chocolate.
They make white chocolate fudge, you know.
And with that, we have come to the end of the game. And while this whole game was going on, the Humortron 6004 has been calculating. And the winner of tonight is white chocolate himself, Jason. Well done.
Shit, no! No way! Are you kidding me right now? This fuck! Ah!
Holy shit.
Nobody tell him there's no prize. Jason!
What I win!
You!
Where'd that big check at?
You get to tell the wonderful audience out there exactly where they can find you out in the universe.
Oh, no cap!
Please stop.
I'm done.
Is there some Jet Alpha virus going around?
I got that brain rot, man. So, jpollardvo.com, twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
Very good. John.
John J. Galbo in the streets and John J. Galbo at most social networks.
Matt.
Not very active on social media, but I would like you to support your local arts communities, theaters, art galleries, all that things. And touch grass.
Ah. Becky.
Climb trees. I'm nowhere.
Rob.
You can find info about me and all the rest of our cast members over at ijov.net. It has the links for all of our social media, where you can find us on all the different socials, and the link to our YouTube page. So definitely smash that like button. Go and check us out.
And you can find me at Rev Voice everywhere. I've been your host, James Hatton, and we will see you guys next time.
Skibbity!
What's a skibbity?
Riz.